Kenya, a father, an activist, and professional speaker. Through this podcast, I will share my life's journey. I openly talk about resiliency, single parenting, Black history, and my absentee father growing up. I inspire people by speaking from my own experiences with racism, academic struggles, activism, prison, mental health issues, and overcoming various other obstacles. If I can reach one person through an inspiring message, I'll say if you want success, pursue your dreams without permission. The scope of my podcast will not be limited, but will include topics surrounding American descendants of slaves. Hashtag ADOS.
Let me just give you a little feedback on what we're covering today, all right? So today we have a live discussion with Mr. Eric Morrison, a pastor who sees opportunity and announces run for governor in 2020. His website is www.morrisonformissouri.com. Polls with the calling see lives change, and as a catalyst for justice and change, Eric Morrison is a proven leader whose impact and influence extends beyond socioeconomic and cultural barriers. Eric Morrison passionately serves as a respected pastor and social activist who continues to lead innovative change and provide capable leadership for over two decades. Morrison earned an associate degree from Western Baptist Bible College and a bachelor's degree from Heart of America Theological Seminary. Inspired with a calling to see Missouri better for all, Morrison ran for governor of Missouri in 2016. In less than 2 months, Morrison gathered over 30,000 votes. With a focused effort and a fervent mind, Morrison committed to be a part of the solution for Missouri. As a lifelong Missourian, Eric Morrison cherishes spending time with his family. Eric and his wife, Regina, have been married over 32 years and currently reside in Kansas City, Missouri, with their three children and five grandchildren. Wow. Now, if that is not a wow factor for you, I don't know what is. I mean, this brother has been in the game for a minute, and he's about affecting positive change within not just Missouri, but throughout the entire world. So with no further ado, we are going to the phone lines, and let's see if this is Mr. Eric Morrison on the first line. You guys are listening to the Kenya podcast. Again, I am your host, and we are going to the phone line. All right, caller 2330. Mr. Morrison, is that you? Who am I speaking with?
This is
caller 2330.
This is Mia.
Oh, hey, Brandon. Mia. How are you? Welcome, Joe. Give
thank
us
you.
Just one moment. Let me get the bishop on the line.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Okay, Bishop, are you on?
Mr. Kenya, yes, I am.
Bishop, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you on. Welcome to our show. You are our honored guest. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great this morning. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful, my friend. It's a pleasure to have you this morning. Thank you for joining our show.
Yes, sir.
You have your hands full. I just want to say thank you for the work that you are doing, and your hard work is definitely paying off.
Thank you.
How are you feeling this morning, sir?
We are excited, humbled, and encouraged to continue to pursue this endeavor to making Missouri better than it is right now.
If you could just share just a little bit about yourself with our audience, we greatly appreciate that. And then I got some questions for you regarding your campaign.
Thank you, Kenya. What else I could say outside of the short bio that you read off to the listeners this morning, other than that, just the idea of having a great deep-seated passion for the least among us has been the story of my life, always fighting for the underdog, always wanting to see others, you know, obtain what I believe to be, you know, available to everybody. That's just always have been my character to just, you know, provide for, never utilizing one person against another to improve someone else. And I say that in light of, you know, my children. I never compared them against each other, but just in their own individual character, tried to bring them up to living up to their own personal expectations. And so just a person, I guess, to say, can you really that will go out and fight for other people? I get a thrill. I get excited about fighting for other people to have the best in life.
And we certainly do appreciate that, Bishop, for sure. Like, it's just phenomenal to hear you, to hear your story, to hear what you have accomplished so far in this short period of time. And my hat goes off to you, and I just want to say thank you for the work that you are doing. What qualifies you to run for this position with no prior political experience?
Kenya, what qualifies me? Thank you for that question, too, because when the pursuit of this position came before me, I thought aggressively about politics, but it was just one word that resonated within my heart and in my mind and my spirit was the word servant. And when I heard another politician address themselves as a public servant, that set in my mind and in my heart and in my spirit so richly that's because that's what I have been doing for over 20 plus years. It's just being a servant to people. And so that's what I believe right now. People really are looking for who is that servant. And without any reservations, I believe that I am the best servant any one person could have in their life.
Well said. Well said. And for your servitude, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Now, you have many hats here. As a pastor, how would you navigate overseeing the state and your church?
Thank you again, Kenya, for that question. I think that's very profound because I've been asked that on several occasions. And the ministry in which that I'm the senior pastor, I have been given the latitude of time to develop some strong, powerful leaders that now, alongside of my own personal pastor and other senior pastors that I engage with on a regular basis, we are solidified in the place that the ministry in which I oversee will be able to continue to go strong as it's going even right now. With me being in the ministry on a regular basis versus being in the ministry periodically, just showing my face periodically as I govern the state of Missouri. There are some dynamic leaders. And again, speaking from the core of my belief, only just from the core of my belief, God has given me the opportunity to develop great leaders. And so I'm appreciative of those that have been along my side for 10 to 15 plus years and now understand the capacity of ministry and are able to do it. And as a governor, I believe that quality and that trait in me will not stop, that we will continue throughout the state, develop leaders to make sure that our state is functioning in the way that benefits all people.
Yes, sir. Definitely. Definitely. And well said. Definitely well said. I mean, I think you definitely hit that nail on the head for sure.
Thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you, sir. Mr. Morrison, I have an additional question.
Yes, sir.
Why do you want to be governor of Missouri?
Can you thank you? I will say this in a humorous way at first because it's it wasn't anything that I just woke up one morning and had desired to do. You know, I didn't wake up and say, I want to be a governor of the state. That was not any of my intentions.
Okay, I was going to ask you, was that one of your dreams?
No, not at all. Not at all. Actually, I was asked to participate in an event that allotted me opportunity to share one of my deep-seated passions for the life of people, not only children, but people, and that's education. And the organization that gave me an opportunity to present myself to the head of the organization while we were about to work together was along the lines of the suspension rate in the state of Missouri. And so we did understand that, and I do understand that it's still effective today, the school to prison pipeline. And when I saw the level of suspension that was taking place, another community organizer wanted me to participate in that effort to let's work together to prevent the suspension rate. In my presentation, there was a gentleman out of St. Louis, Missouri that was present, and I didn't know he was there. I didn't know he was from St. Louis, but after maybe a year had passed, he reached out to me and asked me if I would consider running for governor of the state of Missouri. And at that particular time, I thought he was just playing on the phone. I just really did. I thought it was some kind of a joke or something. And turns out to be it was something that was ordained, according to my core of belief, it was ordained by God for me to step out of this arena to a certain degree of just pastoring, but to step into that arena and continue to be a servant at the highest level. And so as a result of that, I have now found footing. I found myself embracing this call to be a greater vehicle and vessel for the state of Missouri.
And I can't think of no one else that's more qualified than you. With the rate of young men being incarcerated and young women and our children from the school to prison pipeline, I mean, this could not be a better time to have you in office, sir.
Thank you.
As you are aware of my personal story, at the age of 14, I was incarcerated for a crime that I did not commit. So I went from school to prison. So
yes,
you are definitely speaking my language right now, brother, and I definitely appreciate you so much. You have no idea.
Thank you.
You're welcome. For our listeners that are just now tuning in, we see the phone lines are blowing up. Please be patient with us. We'll get to you in just a few moments. We have Ms. Mia on the line as well. Ms. Mia will be coming to you in just a few moments. So right now, with no further ado, I know you guys are interested in knowing more about Mr. Eric Morrison, and you're anxious to hear the questions that the world has for Mr. Morrison about the impact that he will have and that he has already had in society, in the world, and in the great state of Missouri. Mr. Morrison, how will your being in office be different from the past governors?
That's a real good and legitimate question, Kenya. Let me address it from this angle, if you don't mind. My objective was, as a pastor, I never looked back at what the other pastors before me of this particular ministry that I minister now. We hear a lot of things that are kind of sort of cliche-ic, and it's in light of building up on someone else's shoulders, standing on others' shoulders. But I found out a lot of times that to a certain extent, the next individual has not really built up on another person's shoulders unless it's something that is already there that is working. So I want to assure Missourians, in light of what I saw as a person moving up, I guess to say, in ranks from just coming from off the streets into the church, being an usher and just being committed and watch God elevate my life into pastoring. I'll say this, that there were things that were going on that did not need to be removed because they worked just fine. So as a governor, whatever is already in place and it is working fine, Missourians can rest assured that will be nothing that I touch. If it's working, we heard it. It's cliched. You know, you don't, you know, tear down a wheel, break a wheel, or stop the car from rolling if it's rolling. Finally, you just continue to give it maintenance and make sure that it keeps on going. But we have seen in the past, because it's not someone else's, they stop it, you know, and try to, you know, manage to build something that was not necessary. If the wheel is already functioning, let the wheel roll. So I can say, outside of all the other governors, what's going to make my position as governor in the state of Missouri, I guess, different than the others, is that if it's already working, Missourians can rest assured that Eric Morrison is going to make sure that it continues to work and gets better. But that is not working, that is in place and is not working for everybody, then Missourians can get ready, because my candidacy, my position as governor, is to make sure that whatever's not working for everybody begins to work for everybody, because that's where my heart is. So if there's a reflection, if someone does a reflection on what happened with Jay Nixon, what happened with Mike Parson, and they want to do the comparisons, that's going to be their homework. But for Eric, I'm going to come in, and if it's working right now for everybody, I'm going to improve on it to continue to work for everybody. But whatever's there and it is not working for everybody, then the Missourians can get ready for our administration to come in and begin to end it from that perspective and begin to work it so that it is providing whatever it is. It has to provide for everybody, because that's what the E in Eric stands for. It stands for everybody.
I like that. Let's go to the phone lines. Our phone line is blowing up. We got a few moments. Hey, Mia, how are you?
I'm great. Listening to the interview, it sounds great.
Welcome to the show. It's a pleasure having you on the show. Do you have any questions or comments?
Actually, I just have a comment, and then I'll get off so other people have an opportunity to ask questions. I just want to say to the listeners, it's really important for us to understand that we have a choice in our voting process. A lot of times we don't know that there are other candidates out there because we don't investigate. And so we're grateful for your program today to be able to expose that there is another person that I deem as a great fit for Missouri because of his work ethic. He works when he's not working. There is no clock in, clock out for him. And I think that what we've seen in the past administrations, just across the board, not necessarily in just Missouri, but just across the board, people clock in and clock out. But when you're a servant of God, there is no, once you clock in with him, you don't clock out until he comes back. And so I just think that Eric Morrison is a great fit for what we need in Missouri and what we need in passion. What we need is love, and what we need is instruction. And I think there's no better place to get it than from the foundation of, you know, our country's foundation, which was built on the idea that, you know, God built this country for us. He created this platform for us to be able to live and to love each other. So I just think that it's a good fit for what we need here in Missouri. And I just encourage everybody, investigate, you know, call, check him out, go to the website. But, you know, I'm all in with Eric Morrison, and I'm just looking for other people, you know, to do the same. So we just appreciate your vehicle today, Kenya, to allow us to be able to express that to the listeners.
Now, we appreciate you and the work that you guys are doing for this great state of Missouri. Let's go ahead and get some shameless plugs in, if you don't mind. Let's go ahead and plug his social media. Where can Eric Morrison be found for his campaign work on our on his social media channels?
If you go to Twitter Actually, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram all have the same handles. If you even search Eric Morrison, Missouri, I promise you, you will not, because a lot of people are not social media savvy. So let me just put it like this. If you search Eric Morrison in the search box, I promise you, he will pop up. And if you share it with your friends, he'll continue to show up. Just continue to chant the name Eric Morrison from Missouri, and I promise you, the more you share it, the more information will go out. But his website is Morrison for Missouri. That's FOR4Missouri.com, and it's also on there, all his social media. But it's usually at Eric Morrison for Twitter, Instagram at Eric Morrison. I think it's Mo. And then, of course, Facebook is Morrison for Missouri. So please go out, like our page, subscribe to our pages, and we'll keep you posted on where he's going to be next.
Thank you so much. We certainly appreciate that. And we will be signing out of here in about 30 seconds. And stay tuned for our next podcast episode. Mr. Morrison, any final words on here before we get out?
I just want to say this, Kenya, again, thank you so much, as it was eloquently spoken of by Miss Mia that was on just a second ago, that we are deeply appreciative of you allowing us to utilize this platform today to get the message out and to bring awareness to the Missourians that there is a candidate running that is well qualified to govern the state of Missouri. So thank you so much again, Kenya, for this opportunity.
Thank you, my friend, and congratulations. May it
thank
you well, Eric Morrison, Governor 2020. Thank you.
Life is beautiful and amazing. Don't waste yours. Every day you live is a new beginning. Please don't lose your life by taking it for granted. Pursue your dreams without permission and dream big. Throughout your life, you must accept ownership and responsibility for your past. You must always be accountable for your actions. You are your limitations. I am resilient. My mind and thoughts are healthy. Live your dreams fearlessly. And remember, I am limitless. I'm not going to stop until it helps someone. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to my show. Feel free to email me at askyanow@gmail.com. Listen to and download our free podcast by visiting my official website, kenya.live, coming soon. If you have any thoughts, suggestions, or constructive criticism regarding our podcast, please email your concerns to us. Thank you.